Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health has noted an concerning increase in the wastewater tracking for COVID-19, and warns residents it will likely be a problem in the coming weeks. The signal that we're seeing in our wastewater is actually higher than anything that we have tracked in the last 2 years, said Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Nicola Mercer, during her update at Wednesday's board meeting. Part of this is likely because only 10% of people under age 60 have received a COVID-19 booster this season. That tells us that the vast majority of people who we run across in our day-to-day life are actually susceptible to COVID, she said. There are 53 reported cases in the region as of December 2. But the wastewater monitoring indicates there are more. Of the cases public health has noted through wastewater, Mercer said many are likely mild and people aren't even aware they have COVID. But if enough people get it, some of those cases will end up being very ill, she said. It is kind of concerning, especially as we go into the holiday season, and nobody wants to be ill around the holidays. One of the challenges when it comes to preventing the spread is that not everyone can stay home when sick. But there is a choice that we can all make. If you haven't had COVID in the last 6 months, get your shot, protect others, she said. And if you think you may have mild symptoms, please wear a mask and at least stay away from vulnerable populations. The sooner you get it, the better, she said. And while you're there, also get your flu shot. It will keep you healthier and safer, especially through the holiday season. Beyond getting vaccinated, Mercer encouraged everyone to stock up on at-home rapid tests so if symptoms do arise, they don't need to go out to get tested. Ideally, the best thing is to have that kit in your own home, she said. Test kits are still available from public health and local pharmacies. You can keep track of local COVID-19 levels with public health's respiratory illness dashboard.